Yashikayach to everyone for coming out tonight on an Erev Yantif, on a rainy Erev Yantif, to get together, to be Mechen for the Yantif together. This is the true, not to take away from the cheesecake, but this is the true Hachana for Yantif is to take the time to think through that Yantif is coming. And I want to thank Rabbi Wisnicki once again for being the shliach for this evening. To as he's done in the past, he's relentless in making sure that we live up to our mission. This is something Rabbi Kalish and I have discussed dozens of times over the years. It's something that we dream of, to be able to get together to prepare for Yantif, and we both appreciate very much that there's someone out there that holds our feet to the fire. About a year ago, Rev Uri Zohar was nifter. And Rev Uri Zohar was a massive Talmud Chacham and a Masmid, who in his youth was the superstar of the Israeli entertainment world. He was an actor, he was a comedian, he was a superstar. He was one of the most recognizable faces in the state of Israel. And long story how he was niskarev to Yiddishkeit, and after he became frum, at some point he wrote a book. And the name of his book was, I think it has various titles, but at least one of the titles is My Friends, We Were Robbed. A very provocative title. My Friends, We Were Robbed. I want to give a hesbra to the title tonight. One of my brothers is very close to Reb Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan, who's a Rebbe in Pachad Yitzchak in Yerushalayim, and he's the Mashgiach of the Chevron Yeshiva. And he told me over, and eventually, when I got excited about it, he sent me the recording. He told me over a shmooze that he has a chevra in the United States that get together on the phone from time to time to hear shmoozing from him. And he told me over some pieces of a shmooze. He says an enormous amount in every shmooze. But I want to bring up a ha'ara and a machshava that he said. He said like this, Parshas Bamidbar is the famous Rashi, the famous Chazal, that the Pasuk tells us that these are the children of Aaron Moshe, and then it goes on to say the children of Aaron and not the children of Moshe. So Rashi says, you see from here, that kol hamelamed es ben chaveroi Torah, that someone who teaches the son of his friend Torah, it's ki'ilu yiladai, as if he gave birth to him, as if he fathered him. So he asked such an interesting question. He said, what's the hadgasha? We know that the words of Chazal are so meduktuk. Chazal choose every word, every letter so carefully. Why doesn't it just say that someone who's melamed, another person, is ki'ilu yiladai? If you teach someone, it's as if you gave birth to them. Why are you referencing that he's someone's son? Hamalameh ben chaveroi Torah is ki'ilu yiladai. It's just to balance, because I'm saying, like, I'm the father, so I just point out there's actually a father. Like, what's the, why do Chazal feel it's necessary to say that if you teach your friend's son Torah, it's as if you emailed him? Just say, Hamalameh Yisrael Torah ki'ilu yiladai. In fact, he said that the question is really also on Birchas HaTorah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that to teach Torah, to tse'etzo'enu, to our children. Well, I understand why we're asking Hashem to teach Torah to our children. To teach us Torah, we should have the zchus to learn Torah. V'niya anachnu, that we should be able to know Torah. V'tze'etzo'enu, and our children. V'tze'etzo'e amcha beis Yisrael, and the children of Klal Yisrael. Just say, and Klal Yisrael. That we, our children, and the rest of Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to be yoidei shemecha v'loim de sarasecha. Again, it seems that the Chazal wove into the Lashon a reference to the fact that we're children of fathers. V'tze'etzoi amcha beis Yisrael. What's the pshat in that? What's the reference here? The Mishnah says in Avos, Haskein atzmecha lilmoy Torah, prepare yourself to learn Torah, be ready to be miyageya in divrei Torah. She'eino Yerusha lach, it's not a Yerusha. It doesn't come by itself. You have to work hard to have Torah. It's not a Yerusha. Frecht so many mefarshim, starting with the Tosfos Yontif, it's not a Yerusha? Ah, it is a Yerusha. The Torah says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirasha kehilas Yaakov. So l'chayra it is a Yerusha. The Ksava HaKabbalah on the Pasuk of Torah tziva lanu, because of this, tries to say that Moirasha is not Yerusha. But it's clear in Chazal that Chazal understood that Moirasha is Yerusha. That the Torah is a Yerusha. So the Mishnah is being chaylik on the Pasuk of Mizayis HaBaracha. It is a Yerusha. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim that there's Klal Yisrael and there's a Yachid. That Klapi, the Klal, it's a Yerusha. Klal Yisrael has the Yerusha of the Torah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that every individual is going to have the Torah. Lagabi, every individual ain't a Yerusha lach. Like, who says you're going to have it? And I can't say that I know pshat in the Reb Chaim Volozhin, but I could show you a Gemara that says not that way. There's a Gemara that says not that way. There's a Gemara that makes it very clear that when it says Moirasha Kehilas Yaakov, that the Torah is a Yerusha, that it's a Yerusha l'kol echad ve'echad, for every individual, it's a Yerusha. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, on the very bottom. Omar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Omar Rav Shimon Chasida. Kol hamoineya halacha mipi Talmud. Someone who withholds a halacha from a Talmud, someone who's not diligent in teaching Torah. Rashi says mila lamda. He doesn't teach a Talmud Torah. Ki ilu goizloi minachlas avoisav. It's as if you're robbing him of the Yerusha of his avos. Shenemar toira tziva lanu Moshe, Moirasha kehilas Yaakov, Moirasha hi lekol Yisrael. Now l'chayra, it's a unbelievable kasha on the Ruach Chaim. Because what do you mean? Maybe this Talmud is not included in Yerusha. If I, from one Talmud, I don't teach a halacha, so then it's, I'm stealing from Nachlas Avosav. No, the rest of the Talmidim will learn. The Klal will have it. L'chayr, it's clear from the Gemara that the Yerusha of Torah is to every Talmud, to every one of us, to every Yid, Mayrasha Kehila Sekhav. It's clear in the Gemara. So what's the pshat? That the Mishnah in Avos tells us she'eino Yerusha lach, if clearly the Torah tells us it is a Yerusha. Rabbi said the answer is really simple. But the fact that it's simple doesn't make it not very, very important. Torah has many different midos, and we have a very layered relationship with Torah because of it, because the Torah encompasses so much. And legabe, there's a part of our relationship, a dimension, I'll call it, an aspect of our relationship that we say it's not going to happen by itself. It's not going to be like Yerusha in the sense that when a father dies, his children are Yerush without him doing anything. No, if you want to have the Torah, you have to work for it. There's an inyan of being, of Yegiyah, of La'asoik B'divrei Torah. But that's not to say that the Torah is not a Yerusha. In a different aspect, a different layer, a different dimension of our relationship with the Torah, it's very much a Yerusha. But what aspect is that? I'm going to read you a Medrash in Parshas Truma. The Medrash says, Mashal leben malachim shenishbe kishehu katan lemedina sayam. It's a mashal that a ben melech was captured. He was taken as a prisoner of war to Medina Sayam, far away from his father's kingdom. And he was, you know, he was ripped away from his father's kingdom, his father the Melech. Afilu la'achar kama shanim, even after many years, einoi boish, he's not shy to come back and to claim the Malchus, mipnei shehu oimer liyerushas avoisai ani chayzer. I'm coming back to the Yerusha of my father's. And the Gemara, the Medrash says this mashal to explain the pasuk Torah tziva lanu Moshe Moirasha al tikre Moirasha ela Yerusha. And I saw somebody that uses a mashal that the Chafetz Chaim gives for regarding something else, that the fact that something's a Yerusha doesn't necessarily mean that I know where to find it. The fact that it's a Yerusha could still be that I have to work to find it. The mashal is like a matmoin. Somebody's father tells him before he dies, I left a treasure for you. I hid it. And he doesn't tell him where he hid it. Is it a Yerusha? Of course it's a Yerusha. But without him working hard to find it, he's not going to have it. The Nekuda that Torah is a Yerusha is the Nekuda that I can consider it mine. That I'm not boish. I'm not shy. I think about this sometimes. Sometimes you walk in, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, whatever. You walk into a yeshiva, it's packed with people coming in from the outside, and you feel a little funny. No, the Medrash tells us. This is my Torah. I belong here. This is my world. This is my Torah. I have a claim to the Torah, no matter what. It's my Torah. It's a Yerusha. Maybe I was in Medina Sayam, and now I'm walking into the Mir Yeshiva for the first time in 10 years, and it's hard to find a seat. It doesn't matter. This is my Torah. In the aspect of my relationship to it, how I feel about it, how I relate to it, my assumption that I can connect with it, legabe that, it's a Yerusha. I inherited this. My Rosha Kehilas Yaakov. Is it going to happen by itself? Am I going to fall asleep tonight and wake up tomorrow at Talmud Chacham? No. Haskei Natzmucha Lil Meiter. Prepare yourself. Of course, Torah, to be a Yodea Torah, a person, to be Yodei Shemecha, a person has to work hard. But there's an element that's very important to know that this Torah is not an outside thing. It's not something that some people get. It's not something that some people have a right to. It's not even something that some people have a right to more than somebody else. We are all equal yorshim in the Torah. We all have a right to the Torah. Zayis haTorah asher sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael. So said Reb Chaim Yitzchak, that's why there's a hadgasha of hamalame ben chaveroi Torah, v'tze'etzoi amcha beis Yisrael. There is an element of Yerusha. He's somebody's son. He's Makabala Yerusha. And if you teach him Torah, you're restoring his Yerusha. He deserves this Torah. It's his. When we teach Torah to someone, We're giving him something that his father left for him. Unfortunately, sometimes the father can't teach it. So we give the child something that his father left for him. But Hamalamid ben Chavera, he's the son of a Chaver. There's a Yerusha here. There's a Messiah here. There's a Yerusha for him to get. V'tze'etzoe am Chabez Yisrael. And all of the Yarshim. That's, you read V'tze'etzoe am Chabez Yisrael. All of the Yarshim of am Chabez Yisrael. They're all Mekablim of a Yerusha. Rav Uri Zohar grew up in a world that wasn't Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't taught Torah. So he wrote a book, My Friends, We Were Robbed, because it's a Yerusha. Because he was saying, that was mine, that world of Torah. And you didn't give me what was mine. You didn't tell me that in the will it says, and the Torah. You didn't tell that to me. You robbed me. You robbed me of the greatest treasure. So that was his cry. Boy, did he claim it, by the way. But that was his cry. My friends, we were robbed. He was telling all of his friends that he grew up with. We were robbed. There's this enormous matana that's ours. It belongs to us. We were robbed because it's ours. For us, we, Baruch Hashem, live in a frum world, and we have Torah, and we could learn Torah, so we were not robbed. We were given that Yerusha. But what I want to bring up tonight is, but were we? Is it possible that we still have in our minds a us and them kind of relationship with Torah, that there are those Talmidei Chachamim that learn Torah Yomam V'Laila. There are those people that are really plugged into Torah. There are those people that could continue to shtayg their whole lives. And me, I have my tirdos, I have my distractions, I have my limitations in understanding, I have my worries, I have to worry about my mishpacha. For me, the Torah I can't hold on to it the way others can. You know, there's the shelf in my house of Art Scroll books, of all of the, which is becoming a very diverse shelf, by the way. I'm very excited about that. But is there a part of us, is there an element in us where we tell ourselves, oh, like, they're a learner. They're from the learning chevra. They're holding in sugyas. I'm not holding in sugyas. You know, I'll do my token learning, but I'm not holding in sugyas, but they're holding in sugyas. And if that's true, and I certainly feel it myself sometimes, if that's true, then we were robbed. Because the Torah's a Yerusha means that every one of us has the ability to continuously develop in our relationship with Torah. To develop new parts of our connection to Torah. New types of commitment to Torah. New dimensions of understanding Torah. To broaden our experience of Torah. That we have a right to this. This is our right. This is our Yerusha. Nachlas avoysav. This is my zchus to have this Torah. I'm the ben chaveroi. I was mekabel from the dayrus before me a right, a zchus. This Torah is mine, and I belong in front of a Gemara. And I belong not just in front of a Gemara. I belong continuing to develop my relationship with the Gemara. I keep thinking I found the most delicious arugas habayisim, and then I keep finding a more delicious one. But this week I found the most delicious arugas habayisim. Daruga Saboisim in Parshas Bamidbar brings the Chazal that the morning of Kabbalah Satayra, Moshe had to wake up Klal Yisrael. Vayoytse Moshe Sa'om Lekrasu Elekim. As we know, that's why the Sfarim say, that's why we stay up the whole night of Shavuos. We don't want to oversleep. Moshe Rabbeinu had to wake up Klal Yisrael. V'hu yifla me'oid, he says. It makes no sense. Hayitachen kazois al dor deya? Could such a thing possibly be? Really? They overslept? Forgot to set my alarm clock? Really? He says, unedama b'nafshenu. Forget about the dor deya. Let's think about us. If a Navi would tell us that on a certain day, yeired Hashem al har Sinai, he says, Mize v'ezehu, who is that person? Asher liboy lo yisoyer b'shaitayu b'zmanoy. Who's that person that's not gonna be up? We, 2023, we wouldn't sleep that night. We would get up when we have a plane to catch, we're up, we hardly sleep. We would be up. Klal Yisrael, they woke up late? Moshe Rabbeinu was there, Rabbi Say, wake up, and everyone's yawning. Like, seriously, that's what's going on the morning of Har Sinai? Everyone's, people come to davening with their coffees. It's very in style. Everyone's coming to Har Sinai with their coffees, with their Starbucks. Really, that's what's going on? See, he says the pshat is like this. He says that it was b'hashgacha elyayna. It was the hashgacha nifla'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us to sleep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should wake up late that day. Why? He said, because we were all there as well. And he says, and I want to read you the words. He says, v'tzafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. She'asidin deiros ha'achroinim, that in the later generations, our generation, in the future, is liyos terudim al hamichya ve'al hakalkala ve'al hakalkala. That it's going to happen that later generations are going to be very busy making a parnasa. We're going to be working hard. Ubekama inyonim hamatridim es hadeyos, and the many things that distract us, that weigh us down, our anxieties, our worries, our struggles, our mishpachas, the people that we're worried about. There are lots of things that could distract us. Shema Yomru, maybe that day, that dur, maybe 2023 will say, the leinitna Torah ela ledor deya, the Torah was given to a dor deya. She'efshir lahem lahasig madregois ramois v'nisgavois v'lodas darkei ha'toyre be'oimek chachmasam lo'ikein la'aniyei hadas kamoini. We're heading into a Shavuos. And Shavuos is a very special day of Kabbalah Satayra. And in a better time, and if life was different, I would be very excited to be being Mekabel the Torah. Rabbi Say, is there a wall? Do you feel that wall? I feel sometimes like, tomorrow night we're being Mekabel the Torah. Right, we're being Mekabel the Torah. Is there a wall? Is there a wall where we're saying to ourselves somewhere like, yeah, it's very special that Klal Yisrael, like the Rav Chaim Volozhin, that Klal Yisrael has the Torah. It's very special that when I was younger, perhaps I had time to learn. It's very special that I see that the yeshivas are growing exponentially. It's incredible. Taka, tomorrow night is Kabbalah Satayra. But are we staking our claim for what is ours? That I am being Mekabel the Torah. I, with my kalkala and michya and kama inyonim hamatridim, I want the Torah. It's mine. And I'm not giving it up. And my relationship with Torah is going to be different this year. And I'm not just saying that, I'm going to spend 48 hours thinking about that. And I'm going to find new geschmack and exciting and interesting and fascinating ways of plugging myself into Torah. Because it's my Yerush, it's mine. And I'm not going to let this crazy world take it away from me. It is mine. I'm staking a claim. Don't take away from me something that's mine. This is mine. In Waterbury, many of us know what it feels like to be robbed, by the way. Okay? Probably most people in this room at some point have woken up in the morning and find that their car has been gone through. I don't know if in Blue Ridge it's like that, but by us it's like that. Okay? Do you know that feeling? You know the feeling. You know that feeling? You're enraged. You took my cell phone charger? The chutzpah? It's enraging. Somebody took something that's mine? Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah once again. It's ours, and it's the most valuable thing in the world. And we could continue to build our relationship with Torah, to be more and more in love with Torah as we get older, that our relationship in 10 years from now pales in comparison to our relationship today. We could grow in the way that we learn. We could grow in our commitment to learning. We could grow in our excitement in learning. We could grow, we could develop different parts of our minds. There's a whole world here and it's mine. Could you imagine finding out in the end of your life, by the way, this happens to people, that your brother knew that you guys were Yairish a few million dollars and didn't bother to tell you? You know what that's like? There are people that don't talk to their siblings for 50 years because of things like that. We have the most valuable thing that's possible. The most precious, it's indescribable, you can't put into words. And we're allowing these kama inyanim hamatridim esadeyos to rob us from waking up and from saying, this is mine. This is mine. If I don't know what to do next, I'm going to call a Rebbe and I'm going to say, okay, I want to develop. I want to take ownership of this. I need this. I'm not letting another year go by. Other people are walking into the Beis Medrash and they're developing their connection to Torah. It's not fair. It's mine also. It's just as much mine. And by the way, the next time you're in Lakewood, try it. Walk into the Beis Medrash with confidence. Sit down by a shtender. Try not to take the Rosh Yeshiva shtender. But sit down by a shtender. This is my Beis Medrash. It's mine. I belong here. Do the same thing in Panevish, in Bnei Brak when you're visiting. We're not tourists to Torah. We could live in Waterbury, Connecticut. We could live in Timbuktu. It doesn't matter. This is our Yerusha. We deserve this. This is ours. Nachlas Avaisa. So let's pick ourselves up, Rabbi Yisai. And Baruch Hashem, we have so much positive work that we've done in the past, not to take away from the Yerusha that we've claimed until now. But let's make this yantif a yantif of we were robbed. Let's make this yantif a yantif of taking a claim to the Torah, of figuratively taking a sefer Torah and wrapping your hands around it and not letting the guy by hakafis take it out of your hands. Because I'm holding on to that sefer Torah and I'm not letting go. And I have to figure out, each one of us has to figure out what that means for me for this year. But this Torah is my Torah. And I deserve it. And as busy and distracted and imperfect as I am, it doesn't matter. Because I'm the Ben Chaveroi. I'm the Tzetzoi, I'm Chabez Yisrael. And I deserve and will take claim to my Yerusha. I just want to say that we in Waterbury do not fully appreciate as much as we should and as much as as much as we should. The fact that we share this community with Rabbi Kalish, and it's an unbelievable schus. I don't take it for granted every single time that we're able to sit together and we're able to hear, besides for all the shiurim that he gives in Blue Ridge, and besides for the mountains and mountains and mountains of avoda and achrayas that he takes upon himself for Achenu B'nai Yisrael. And it's very, very important that we not be guilty of that mashal that I once told you from Rebbe Elchanan, that when you put the candelabra on the table and everyone's very impressed from the light, but underneath the candelabra it's dark. It's very, very important. It's like we're asid litin esadin if we can't recognize that we have a resource that's so, so, so precious and valuable. And it's hard. I know we have to fight for it, but it's precious and valuable. And let's appreciate and thank Rabbi Kalish for taking the time and the kaychis and the thoughtfulness of sharing Divrei Torah and Chizuk with us. Yashukaya.
Birshus, the Rav Shlita, thank you for your Divrei Torah and thank you for your kind words. Birshus, the Olam, I'm going to ask, I want to share some thoughts. This night is meaningful. I'm going to ask Birshus that we sing something. I'm absorbing what the Rav said. I'm absorbing Rai Sanichan. I came, for me, the night I would sing and we daven Marv, we're good to go. What we just heard is not, it's not just in the night and another drasha and something else. We heard something that was demanding of us, that was a possibility for us. Both aspects of Torah Tziva Lanu Meirashkias Yak, that it is our Yerusha, that's demanding, that's encouraging, and both the aspects She'eni Yerushi L'cha, let's go get it. Let's claim that which is ours. And to me, like just to have a night and go on to other. Let's hear some. A string of speakers. I want to sing with the Chevra. If Daum doesn't mind, let's sing. I start my keys, I'll roll off, David. Is there somebody better keys? If not, I'll just start my keys. Avinu Avarachamon Hamiram Avarachem Aleinu I was a youngster, I was zeiche, that somebody was very close to our family, an old Rav, a precious Yid, a Talmud Chacham Muflug. And we were zeiche, my father was very, very close to his son and close to this Rav. He was very, very mekurev to our family. He came to our family, Simchas, and we felt my father was best friends with his son and had a very warm and deep kesher to this Talmud Chacham. And we grew up, our family as kids, that he meant something in our lives. We looked up to him as a family. And he meant something in our lives. He meant a lot. This Rav, in the community I grew up in, had a minug that before every single yontiv, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, and Purim, all those chagim, he would gather the community. He would make a shir for the community, and people would gather. He would always say beautiful lamdas, Talmud Chacham Muflug, fresh chedushim. It was an old Rav, the later years, beautiful, fresh chedushim. Lamdas shtekloch on every single chag, and he would bring somebody to say in Yanei Agada on every single yantiv. This went on for years. And I was zeichem, myself and a couple of friends, we were makbid to go to every single one. And it was something he held as a pashtus. A city gets together, it's like dvarim pshotim. This was important to him. There were different kufas, how many people came, what percentage. And as a youngster, that mattered more to me when it was a big event than when it was a tiny event. And there were definitely different kufas. But what was unfailing was the sense that a community gets together before a chag and you learn the sugyas of the chag, you prepare, you stand up and you say, we want this. We want what this chag is about. This was like dvarim pshutim. And I was zeicha together with a group of friends. He gave this to us. And this was like a pashtus, you go before every single chag. That many different venues and always a different person spoke along with him. I'm so thankful to Rabbi Wisnicki who pushed, who made sure that this gathering, this important gathering, has to happen. It has to be. I say publicly to us, let's not let one chag come that we don't get together as a group. At the ages I'm at, it's less important, the numbers. It doesn't matter if it's three people and five. If we sit around the table, let's hold each other accountable. That a chag comes, that we gather together as a chabura, and we say we're preparing, let's prepare, shtiklach tayra. Let's prepare in yanim of the chag to greet the chag, the precious chag that's upon us. This is such a basic. I give credit, some credit to this Rav in my personal life that this is so pashut. I'm zeich to be part of a community and part of a yeshiva. I look at the achrayas. To me, if the yeshiva is not prepared and not in a state of preparing for a chag, I let down the yeshiva. I didn't do, if my family's not in that state, if the community, anything we're achray for, that there's a sense, this house, this family, this community, this yeshiva is gearing up for a chag, is getting ready, is thinking about the chag, is excited for the chag, then we're missing out. Then there's something we're missing out on. And to me, this importance in our own, all of us that are zeicha to be here tonight, before Dvar Torah is shared, we're saying we're here to get ready for the chag of Shavuos. We're here because we want to be mekabel. We're going to ask Hashem, Hanchileinu Hashem Lekenu. We're asking Hashem to give us. Reb Chaim Brim, I was zeichet to hear this from his mouth a few times. He said about the tefillah of somebody he looked up to, who said Pshadin Vanchileinu, and the person would say before Shabbos Kodesh, and before Yom Tov, this person he looked up to would say, Hashem, I prepared food for Shabbos. I prepared this. And would describe as achanos for Shabbos Kodesh or a yantiv. And he would ask Hashem, could you give me the yantiv now? Could I be zeicha to connect that the yantiv's mashpi on me? He would ask Hashem, he has prepared. So we gather here. We heard Divrei Torah from the Rav Shlita, from my sunshine. Beautiful Divrei Torah, but the statement, we're gathered here to prepare to be mechen for the Chag of Shavuos. I'd like to share with the Chevra two two divrei Torah, two ideas with the chevra tonight that are two aspects I'm thinking about the chag. They're two parts to the chag of Sukkos. Very much relates to what the Rav spoke about, this pshat from Reb Chaim Volozhin, that my Rasha Kilas Yaakov, it's a Yerusha for Klal Yisrael. I want to share a kasha that Arizal asked. The Arizal asks that at the beginning of Parashas Bamidbar, when it says the counts of Klal Yisrael, so it says Livnei Shemayim, to the children of Shimon, and it says the count, Livnei God, Livnei Yehuda, Livnei Yisachar, each one Livnei. Comes the last one and it says, B'nai Naftali, the Lamed is dropped. It says, B'nai Naftali, it doesn't have the Livnei. Strangely, the first 11 it says Livnei, and by Naftali it says, B'nai Naftali, it drops the Lamed. Says the Arizal something fascinating, that the way Klal Yisrael was counted, this is what he said happened. There was a Pinkus, there was some book, and Moshe and Aaron went around Klal Yisrael and counted. There was counted against Klal Yisrael, nothing to do with what shevet you were in. A consensus went around the entirety of Klal Yisrael, and in one pinkus was written all the names of Klal Yisrael in that pinkus. That was the first count that Arizal said what happened. Afterwards, says the Arizal, now they want to know the count of every shevet. So they went through the initial pinkus, and somebody would read off, let's get all the people from Shimon. The count had all of Klal Yisrael mixed in the first pinkus, in the first book. And then how many are in Shimon? So they went through the first book, and they had a separate notebook where they wrote out all of Shimon, they counted. So Livnei Shimon, says the Arizal. Oh, give that towards Shimon. Send those numbers out to Shimon. They were taken out of the original Pinkus, all the Shimon ones. All the God ones, Livnei God, were moved towards God. And the 11, so on and so forth, each Shevet was taken out. Livnei, put that to God. Put that to Asher. When after 11 were done, Naftali had no separate book because the rest of the names, you could do the calculations, they got to 600,000. The others were put, says the Arizal, to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, to the 11 Shvatim. Now there were X number of names left. Those were all B'nai Naftali. You don't have to count. The rest of them are Naftali. They don't need to be added up. Once you separate the other 11, that's what the Arizal said happened. It's B'nai Naftali. The rest of them remain the B'nai Naftali. It's not lit. It's not moved anywhere. Amazing Arizal. And the question begs, why was it counted that way? Why were Klal Yisrael counted like that? Why we counted such a strange way? Originally, go direct, count the Shimon, count the Levi, count everybody. The regular, why were they counted first in one book? And Rav Shaul Alter said pshat, he said this year, he said publicly pshat, that the pshat in the Arizal, that Klal Yisrael's first counted as one umma, is deeper than our differences. Deeper, it's true we have shvatim. It's true we have different tchunais, and different hanhagais, and different ways in Klal Yisrael. But the first book was the book of Kol Am Yisrael. The first book, and from there you could divide up from that pinkus, from that book that all of Klal Yisrael are in, all as one. From that place and only you can move names, Livnei Shimon, Livnei Menashe, Livnei Vinyanim. But the deepest place is we're in the same pinkus, that it's Klal Yisrael, that it's the Am Hashem. Of course, different stations, different missions. But the first pinkus is the pinkus of all of Klal Yisrael came. We all come from the same book. We're all counted in the same book. We all belong to the same Ummah. That's a much deeper mitzius than all the unique aspects. While they're important, the unique anhagis of each. But the Kaidim Kol were in one pinkus. I wanted to share this Vard of Rav Shaul Alter based on this Arizal. We're headed to Kabbalah Satira. And certainly one aspect is the unity, a Tanai for Kabbalah Satira. Ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, the unity, that's a condition for Kabbalah Satayra. We have different ways and different customs and different, all different styles and different, each one with a different mission, but we're part of a people, united, a yid. We're part of an ummah, and we have a profound connection of coming from the same ummah. So I wanted to start with that verse. Interestingly, that we read Megillas Rus, and the question is on Shavuos, why we read Megillas Rus? Why is that the Megillah that's connected to Shavuos? Is question number one. And the truth is, on that question, we know the Tosfos in Tosfos Chagiga Yud Zayin, that Tosfos says that David HaMelech was nifter on Shavuos. He brings Yerushalmi. He brings Yerushalmi that David HaMelech was nifter on Shavuos. The Gemara there says in Chagiga, we know there's a chiyuv d'orais on every yomtiv to bring a korban Chagiga. In Oilas Re'iyah and a korban Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga and Oilas Re'iyah, in every yomtiv, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to be Oila Regel. And we bring in Oilas Re'iyah upon entering Eretz Yerushalayim, we bring in Oilas Re'iyah, and we bring a Chagiga, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa. And we know normally on Yom Tov, it has the whole Zayin Yom. If you don't bring it the first day on the second, third, fourth, Pesach and Sukkot, we're aware of that. But the Gemara Chagiga says, even on Shavuos, that's only one day in Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, there's Zayin Yomim, like the other two Chagim. There are 7 days to have the makeup, to bring the makeup of the carbon. And Tosfos says that the year David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos, Gans Klal Yisrael was in Aninus. We were in Einin. A Godol Adar, a leader of Klal Yisrael, a teacher of Torah, was Nifter. And all of Klal Yisrael was in Einin. And as such, we couldn't bring Karbanos Midrabanan. We were precluded. Amazingly, we had a Chiyuv D'oraisa to bring an Eilas Re'iyah. We had a Chiyuv D'oraisa to bring a Shalmi Chagiga. But this Aninus, which is an Aninus Midrabanan, for a Godol Adar, but this Aninus, B'Sheva Altas says, Eiker the Daraisa, and the whole Klal Yisrael did not bring, the Beis HaMikdash was silent. Normally on Yom Tov, the Beis HaMikdash is buzzing, is Yom Tov, the amount of Karbanis, every Yid's bringing a Chagiga, the whole Yerushalayim has millions of Yidden. There are steaks at every street corner. People are cooking and grilling and making their Shalmi Chagiga, sharing it with other people. Yerushalayim is buzzing. The Beis HaMikdash is busy. But that year that David HaMelech was Nifter, Klal Yisrael was in Aninus and there were no Shalmi Chagiga. Of course, the Karbanos HaTzibur are brought, but the Karban of the Yachid, the Shalmi Chagiga, was not brought. The Eilas Re'iyah was not brought that year. And the Yerushalmi says it was made up after the Chag. Tosfos asks that the Gemara in Shabbos is Mivur that David HaMelech was Nifter on Shabbos. It's Mivur, and the Gemara says Lahedya, Daf Lamed in Masechta Shabbos, that David HaMelech was Nifter on Shabbos. To which Tosfos Chagiga asks, so you don't bring an Eilas Re'iyah and a Shalmi Chagiga on Shabbos Ayvesay. So why does it say we didn't bring the carbon because of the Aninus? We don't bring a carbon because it's Shabbos Kodesh. See, we couldn't bring it that year on Shabbos anyway. Tosfos asks this theorem. Tosfos answers that it's a machloikas gemaras. It's a machloikas to Yerushalmi. He says, they didn't know. One says it was Shabbos, machloikas, Tosfos says. Others answer. Kadmainim already say that when the Gemara Shabbos says he was Nifter on Shabbos, Yom Tov is called Shabbos. Rashi and Shavuos Yitzayin, Mimachras HaShabbos is Pesach. Yom Tov is called Shabbos. It doesn't mean he was Nifter on Shabbos. He was Nifter on Yom Tov. He was Nifter on Shavuos. That's possible. It's very, we know that we all say Tzidkas HaTzedek every single Shabbos by Mincha. All of us say Tzedek HaDin. Why Shabbos Mincha are we being matzdik adin? So the Zayir in Truma says that 3 tzaddikim were nifter Shabbos Mincha. And the Zayir says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter Shabbos Mincha, Yosef HaTzadik was nifter Shabbos Mincha, and David HaMelech. These 3 tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech, were nifter Shabbos Mincha. And we say tzidkascha because we're being matzdik adin of the loss of these three great tzaddikim. So we say tzidkascha tzedek. So the Zayir is saying that David HaMelech was nifter on Shabbos. Be'emes, Taisus asked this. Yerushalmi says we didn't bring the karbanos because aninos, we were in mourning. The Zayar and the Gemara in Shabbos says it was Shabbos Kodesh, so we didn't bring some. What's happening? Fasting, Rav Moshe Sternbach, in Ma'ad Muzmanim, says a wonderful plan, very geschmack for this year. Rav Sternbach says that Avada, they didn't bring the carbon. On the first day, they didn't bring the carbon. He says, because of Aninus. He says they didn't bring the carbon on the first day. I'm sorry. He says the first day was Shabbos Kodesh. David HaMelech was nifter on Shabbos, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, like the Zayar says, David HaMelech was nifter on Shabbos. And as such, we didn't bring the carbonus, he was nifter on Shabbos. But then we should bring it the next day, on Yom Rishon we should bring it. And they didn't bury David HaMelech, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, till Yom Rishon. They weren't going to bury him on Shabbos. David HaMelech was buried on Yom Rishon. We didn't bring it Yom Rishon because of the Aninus. When the Yerushalmi says that the Aninus was the reason we didn't bring it, means we weren't mashlim at Yom Rishon. We should have been mashlim. So Shabbos, we didn't bring the Chagiga and the Oil Asriya because it was Shabbos Kodesh. David HaMelech was buried on the next day on Yom Rishon. We didn't bring the Karbanos. We were all in Einain, the Yom HaKfura. Klal Yisrael was in Einain. So it was the second day. It was Yom Sheni. So that's where Moshe Sternbach is Miyashev, the different Chazal. Lemaisa, we know that David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos, this year Shalmi. So as such, it makes sense that we read Megillas Rus. We ask, why do we read the Megillas Rus? It was David HaMelech was Nifter. But of course, all of us understand if Klal Yisrael reads Megillas Rus, and the very fact that David HaMelech was Nifter on Shavuos needs a pshat, that were pointed to David HaMelech. David HaMelech certainly represents Esek HaTorah. The beautiful Gemara Makkos Daf Yud, that David HaMelech says, David HaMelech for sure represents Hasmadas HaTorah, no question. It's the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara Makkos Daf Yud says that David HaMelech said to Hashem, I came to the base, he said in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he said, I heard Klal Yisrael saying, he walked in and he heard people talking. And they said, Masayam Muzakin ze, when is this old man going to die? The Yavish Shleima Benayiv Yivne Beis HaMikdash, Shleima Melech, his son, will come build the Beis HaMikdash and will be Ayla Regel. Stam interesting, Derech Agav, that it's Mashma, they were in Ayla Regel before David HaMelech. Because they said, when is he going to die? And Shlomo will build a base of Eila Regel. This Gemara Chagigas Mivur, they were Eila Regel. The Gemara speaks about an Eila Sriya. And the Klai saw this Yerushalmi. It's Mashmui did bring an Eila Sriya. That Tzarech Eon, these two Gemaras, did we bring the Karbanos or not? Will we Eila Regel or not? This Gemara says, Masayam Mazakin Zeh, V'yivna Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, and will be Eila Regel. And remarkably, David HaMelech says, Samachti at Shatz Nachas. The mid of David HaMelech, selfless. List me garmei v'loi klum, selfless. Samachti at such Nachas. He said to Hashem, look at our people. They're so into the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was seemingly very insulting to David HaMelech, but he's happy. They want Hashem. Of course they love David HaMelech, but they want Hashem. He said, Samachti, he's happy. And Hashem said back to David HaMelech, one day that your Isaac and Tyre, David HaMelech, is greater to me. May Elef Eilos, Shasid Shlaima bin Chalak of Lefanei. One day that your Isaac and Tyre Lefanei is greater than 1,000 karbanis of Shlaima Melech. But specifically, it says by David HaMelech, Yom Echad Shat Isaac B'Tyre, the Isaac HaTyre of David HaMelech. But we need to understand David HaMelech specifically that it's so focused on. And Megillas Rus that Klal Yisrael reads on the Yom of Shavuos needs a pshat. Another kasha that bears studying is that the Avay celebrated Pesach. That's open Chazal. Avram Avinu had a Seder. What do you mean they celebrated Pesach? There was no Mitzrayim, no Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Avos, Chazal tell us, kept Taryag Mitzvahs. If they celebrated Pesach, by the way, the purpose of Pesach is Tavdenes Elokim Lahar Azeh Shvois. So it's like, it means, and they kept Taryag, means they kept Shvois. What does that mean? The Avos kept Shvois. We didn't have the Torah yet. What does that mean to celebrate Pesach? They kept Sviras HaOmer. They kept Shavuos. What's happening? That the Avos kept Pesach and Shavuos. All of us understand that Pesach exists well before Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim happens because of Pesach. Pesach doesn't happen because of Mitzrayim. Shavuos, we're given the Torah because it's Shavuos. Zman matan tarasenu. It's a zman of giving the Torah. What happens, something happens that the most shayich to the thing is the fact that the Torah was given. So all of us understand what Pesach is. What Pesach is it shayich in this world to live not with Hashem. There's the possibility, and that's the creation of this world, that somebody could live in a world devoid of Hashem. It's most represented by Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the place that our eyes can see, that we can experience. What Pesach is, Yetziyah from such a matzav. A matzav devoid of godliness. A place under the memshala of Teva. A place of people just living a very physical, finite existence. That's Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim existed well before we were in Mitzrayim. There was a musig, and Pesach is a time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. A time, misogel, to leave that world that's finite, that meaningless, that has no future, no eternity, no shayiches to Hashem. And the opposite of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Shavuos. Shavuos is that time that the Avos celebrated, a time that a person chaps they could live with Bari Olam. The most Shavuos we were able to experience was Matan Torah, that we were zeichet to get a Torah, a Yiddish shayich, to live very, very big, to have Torah, to have mitzvahs, to live with a kesher to Hashem. And Oibazai, of course, Matan Torah happens on Shavuos. The possibility of Shavuos is for a Yid, the opportunity of Shavuos is for a Yid to understand we're Shaykh. From our station, each and every one of us, to serve Hashem, to connect to much, much deeper, to much, much more than a limited physical existence. The two pictures that I have of Rus, they're two paintings. I'm not much for an artist, but I like drawing pictures for myself. There are two pictures that I want to draw of Rus, that I want to visualize of Rus. Rus has three parts to her. She's a geira, she's a convert. She's not just a convert, she's a convert from a very despised people, from Mayav. A Mayavi cannot marry a Yid. And she's a convert from Mayav. That's where Rus comes, a very despised, a matter of fact, we know that David HaMelech was thought to be a mamzer in his youth. The story, what was David HaMelech thought? It was Nifter on Shavuos. He was thought to be a mamzer, David HaMelech, because Yishai came from Rus. And many people held that Yishai, many Talmidei Chachamim, held that Yishai wasn't allowed to marry a Yid, because he's from Mayav, he's from Rus, who's a Moavite. And many people held that he can't marry a Yid. And he was pirish from his wife, a Shalei Shanim, for 3 years. He had 6 sons, and he was pirish from his wife. Yishai thought of a chap that'll live with a shifcha, that'll live with his shifcha. And it was a chap, because the shifcha's kid is not misyaches after the father. The shifcha's kid's an Eved Kanani. So he'll have an Eved Kanani with his shifcha. Then he'll free, it's his Eved Kanani. And then he'll have a child who can marry a Yid. That was Yishai's plan. His shifcha was uncomfortable with this plan and told Yishai's wife to go in her stead into a base afil, into a dark room, to go in her stead. And Yishai's wife instead had a child, had David HaMelech. When Yishai's wife was expecting, Yishai knew that he'd been pirish from his wife for 3 years. And the thought was that David HaMelech was a mamzer. All because of this halacha, it's not so pashut for Mayavi to marry a Yid. So Rus is from Mayav, a country that doesn't have gratitude, who's not allowed to marry Yidin, who are about Akar Satoiv. Mayavi, that's where she's from. She's an outsider. Of course, the halacha, which was paskin, and Shmuel, let it be known, a psak, that it's Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. Rus was muteris to marry a Yid. All of Yishai's children were allowed to marry Yidin. Yishai was allowed to marry Yidin. But Rus, kaidim kol, comes from Mayav. She's an almana. She doesn't have a husband to attach her to a community in Almana. Detach from the community. Ramatis Yo Salomon used to go weekly, Friday nights. Guys from yeshiva, Yisaimim, were always invited. He was a Yasim as a youngster. And as such, had tremendous rachmanis on Yisaimim. And there were two bachim in yeshiva who learned here, went to him for Shabbos. Friday night before he got home, he would make kiddush for almanas. He went to two or three almanas before he got home. He felt that they feel disconnected to the community. He wanted to go a tzaddik, a gadol, to their houses. They should feel part, connected to the community. Rus is a geiris. She's an almana. She's an aniya. She's poor. She's not poor that they can't afford the nicest car, that they can't get the best sushi. She's poor. She's collecting leket. Every vart of cut off, every vart of irrelevant, every vart of unimportant. That's what Rus was. And she's sitting, the picture that she's sitting on the field in Aniya, a Giyres, in Almana, everything feeling with every reason to feel detached, unimportant. And she's sitting there on the Sada. And she's collecting leket with tremendous dektuk and mitzvahs. The hardest part that I've discovered to ask somebody to do mitzvahs, it's changing my performance of mitzvahs. When somebody's struggling and you ask them, you learn what? It's easy socially, just do it. The hardest part to get somebody to do mitzvahs is to get somebody to believe that God needs, wants, cares about my pu'ula. That it really matters, that this is significant. That my pu'ula is wanted, needed, cared for by Hashem. My mitzvah eternally matters. That's the hardest part of getting somebody to agree to do a mitzvah. What you're claiming, this matters, this counts. And Rus is sitting in the Sada, the picture of Rus, off the grid, irrelevant, not part of a society, sitting on a sada, on her knees in an eifin shel tzneus, picking leket, but two strands she could pick, and three, going on the ground, three, no, lalacha, I can't touch that, that would be gneva. Two I can, three I can, two I can. The picture of diktuk ha-mitzvahs, that it matters my pu'ula, that God cares, asher kidshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu, my pu'ula matters. My action matters and is significant. That picture of Rus, that's one picture. And then the later picture of Ima Shel Malchus. When Shlomo HaMelech's the Melech of Kol Yisrael, of Kol HaOlam, El Yoinim v'tachtainim, and next to Shlomo HaMelech's a throne that Rus sits on. And it was the same Rus, the same one picking leket in the fields, and the one who's Ima Shel Malchus, who's the mother of the king, who's the Ima Shel Mashiach, that same person. And what Rus brings to all of us, and this is the essence of Kabbalah Satorah, we spoke about we're part of a tzibur for sure, Klal Yisrael, and we're ma'agid and ma'ached with Klal Yisrael. But the importance of Kol Yachid V'Yachid, my opportunity from my station to be Mekadosh Shem Shemaim, the Oimek of Shavuos, of course the Torah brings this out, and the most Shavuos that we were shayach to ever was the giving of Torah. But Shavuos, which talks to every Yid, that from our station, from our place on this world, where we look stuck, where we look limited, we're shayach, each of us from whatever station we're at, is shayach to serve Hashem and shayach to a unique Kiddush Shamayim. She brings the geula, this brings the geula. Galus is the yid feeling they don't count. Galus is the yid feeling it's so hidden, it so doesn't matter. And geula, this is geula, this is what Mashiach, this is what it means. That Ruth from that tzaddah, who knows that her pu'ulos matter, she has a unique opportunity to serve Hashem. It's so fascinating that she comes from, where did we even pick up Ruth from? Elimelech does a chet. Chazal say it was a chet. He ran, it was a tzar ayin and aniyim, and he ran to the plains of Moav. From there, Mashiach comes. From there, David HaMelech comes. From there, we're Zaycha, Klal Yisrael, Zaycha, to David, Melech Yisrael. From there, so odd. It was rooted in Chet. But the lesson that it doesn't matter yesterday, wherever we find ourselves, whatever brought us there, there's no place that's devoid, Meloy Chalaretz Kvaydei. There's no station somebody could be at. No place in our life that we don't have a unique opportunity for Kiddush Shamayim. A place that we went that was chet, that got us there, bidafka from that place, in that place, through that place, we got Rus. And we got ultimately get David HaMelech, and ultimately Mashiach comes from there, is that wherever our station, we all have unique stations. We all have a unique story. We all have unique places and circumstances in our lives. And our opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to learn Hashem's Torah, to keep Hashem's mitzvahs, our unique opportunity, Kol Yachid V'Yachid, each and every one, our opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim is the essence of Shavuos, is the essence of Kabbalah Satorah. This idea that the Kabbalah Satorah shall call Echad V'Echad, of each Yachid, of each individual, it fascinates me that David HaMelech made a song. David HaMelech was not Tzaycha to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, but he made the song. He composed the song, the Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis, that it should be sung upon the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, his song is very personal. That doesn't bother me. It used to, when I was younger, it bothered. The song, David HaMelech is Lis Migar Mevelei Klum, selfless. Yet his song is personal, doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me at all, because if you ask a bachur, I'm thinking about graduation, to speak by graduation, you'd only want him to speak personally. His only way of sharing the experience to everybody, if everybody's collective experience is from his unique experience. So there's nothing selfish, and David HaMelech didn't have a selfish bone. There's nothing selfish about saying his own perspective. But it fascinates me what the perspective, this is the song of Beis HaMikdash. And the song that David HaMelech wanted was Arimimcha Hashem Kedilisani, I elevate you Hashem, you lifted me up. David HaMelech had adversaries who said, Ein Yeshuasib Elikim Sela, who wrote him off. After his Ched of Batsheva, he had adversaries who wrote him off. And he said the construction of Beis HaMikdash was a massive vindication. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo HaMelech. Who was his mother, Batsheva? And it was a vindication. Shavati Elecha Vatir Pe'eni, I prayed to you and you forgave me. And he wanted them to sing that song of Beis HaMikdash. The song against those who write people off. Those who think this one's out, that one's gone. He wrote a song of Beis HaMikdash. Hashem living amongst us. Hashem handing a Torah to us means. What does it mean for us to have a Torah? The exact translation, the angels didn't want it, means the human being who messes up, the human being who goes to the plains of Mayav and is shayach to be a tzar ayin in aniyim and run away. Where he is, there he can serve Hashem. Where he is, there's an opportunity for Kiddush Shamayim. The sense, well, maybe I'm just at this place now for yesterday's sin. That's the hefech of Kabbalah Satorah. The Torah being given to Bas Adam, and the angels had such a havamin. Ma'enosh kisses kerenu. How can Kiddush Shamayim come from human error? How can Kiddush Shamayim be allowed to exist in this world, from this world? But Kabbalah Satayra and us having the Torah means this. There's nobody but Rus and the story of Rus, of human error that was Geirim us to even go where we went, Mitchila, brought about a Rus, brought us tremendous Yeshuas, and somebody who knew from whatever station you're at, wherever you find yourself, your actions matter and count, and have the possibility of eternity, of a world that it's shayach to live important pu'ulos on a field collecting leket from somebody who's an almana geiris, collecting leket. Her actions are ever important. The Rabbeinu Shalom staring and looking, and ma abed alanu nechei ruach. I'm looking there, and I care. I can't think of a better sefer that we should read on Shavuos, each and every one of us, but soak it up to our own lives. The Rav spoke that we're all shayach to limud haTorah. Each and us have unique possibilities of Kiddush Shamayim, of Torah and mitzvahs, of service of Hashem, from our unique stations, precisely opportunities of Kiddush Shamayim that only belong to you, only belong to me, unique. Unique Kabbalah Satayr. So there's the aspect of the Mayrasha Kilas Yaakov. We're part of a beautiful nation. And we're unified and a one people who are loyalists to Hashem, who have a unique mission to teach the world that we're shayach to more than the limited. We're not stuck in Egypt. We're shayach to something deeper and more. So certainly we belong to an ummah, and we're mechazik at this time to feel more connected. We're written in one pinkus. We're one people, one nation, and connected. It doesn't matter the different types and kinds. First, we're in one pinkus. Before, we're separated into this chasidus, that, litvish, svar. Before any separation, we're first in one pinkus. And then the second point of the kol yachid v'yachid, the Kabbalah Satayr of the importance of each person, everybody's station, that shayach, this is the essence of Shavuos. That everybody at their station, this is the opposite of Yetziyah Mitzrayim, opposite of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a place devoid of Hashem. The opposite of Yetziyah Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Satayr, the awareness of our tremendous possibility of Kervas Hashem, where we are, where we find ourselves, what happened, what man's decisions. We're shayach. I dare say, and I wonder to myself, I'm afraid to say it, I had the same, the Rav asked the Kasha that Klal Yisrael slept. V'ken dazayn. How could Klal Yisrael sleep that first year? I wonder to myself that the Oymek, the Klal Yisrael slept. How could they sleep? There's so much to do. How could they sleep? There's an aspect, I spoke to the Rav about this before Pesach. There's an aspect of Kabbalah Satayra. There's an aspect that we're shayach to a whole world without our doing. That we're shayach, there's a bechena that we're shayach to something. That we're shayach to something very, very large and big that's beyond us. The going to sleep is it's not me, there's something deeper than me and beyond me. Of course, we have to, and we're mashlim the chet. We do achanais, but the attitude of sleeping is there was something bigger than them, something much larger than them. That was the bechena of sleeping. And we should all be zeicha, this voice, all of us, for our own unique Kabbalah Satayra, to see from our stations, each of us from our unique situations in our life, to be mekabel Torah and mitzvahs, to be mekabel to learn Hashem's Torah, to keep mitzvahs, to bring Kiddush Shemayim from our unique stations. Yashar koach.